Legislation aimed at reining in for-profit healthcare companies often stalls in Harrisburg. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro wants bills safeguarding hospitals to reach his desk this legislative session, especially in the aftermath of Crozier Health's abrupt closure.
The death of Delaware County's largest health system is unlikely to be reversed, but Pennsylvania officials are hell-bent on preventing a repeat of what happened to Crozier Health. At a press conference Thursday, Governor Josh Shapiro says he is supporting a pair of bills that would empower the state attorney general to review healthcare transactions.
And I hope lawmakers come together, Democrat and Republican, like the group we have assembled here today, and quickly pass this much-needed legislation. Put it on my desk and I will sign it into law.
The companion legislation is being introduced in the State House and Senate. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
While lawmakers in Washington, D.C. hash out details of the federal budget, businesses, environmentalists, and even some Republicans are warning against the GOP's proposal to gut clean energy programs. From WHYY's climate desk, Susan Phillips reports on how Philadelphia area residents could be impacted.
Republican leaders have proposed slashing clean energy tax credits for wind and solar. Micah Gold-Markell heads up Solar States, which installs residential and commercial solar panels and employs about 60 people. Gold-Markell says with the tariffs and the potential loss of solar tax incentives, his business may not survive the Trump administration.
Somebody is making a career out of this. They have a 401k, health care, all of that stuff, a living wage. These are Americans working, and we're just going to yank the rug out from under them.
The credits are part of former President Joe Biden's signature climate program known as the Inflation Reduction Act. Several Pennsylvania Republican congressmen are pushing to save the tax credits because they have created jobs in their districts. From the Climate Desk, Susan Phillips, WHYY News.